poll, Trump's lead over Republican primary field jumps after indictment, DeSantis sinks to teens. By Hannah Blow on June 13, 2023. Former President Donald Trump's lead over the Republican primary field has grown even more in the wake of his indictment, this week's Morning Consult survey revealed. This week's survey was taken June 9 to 11, 2023, following Trump announcing that he had been indicted as part of special counsel Jack Smith's investigation into his handling of White House documents. Notably, this survey was also taken after both former Vice President Mike Pence and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie jumped into the presidential ring. Even with more official challengers joining the race, as well as an indictment, Trump has expanded his lead to 59%. That reflects a 3-point uptick from the 56% he saw last week. Related Jim Jordan, Trump indictment the most political thing I have ever seen. DeSantis, meanwhile, has experienced a 3-point drop over the last week, going from 22% support last week to 19% this week. In other words, Trump has increased his overall lead from 34% last week to 40% this week. This is particularly negative for DeSantis, given that he did not experience a significant bump in this particular survey last week, either. While critics say Trump's lead is still smaller than the 43-point lead he held in mid-May, Morning Consult's Eli Yockley observed that much of that dip came before DeSantis officially began his bid, as Breitbart News noted last week. Almost 1 in 5, 19%, support DeSantis, nearing an all-time low since tracking began in December, Yockley noted this week. No other individual listed came remotely close to Trump. Pence experienced a 1-point uptick, going from 7% support last week to 8% this week. Senator Tim Scott also experienced a 1-point increase, jumping from 3% to 4% support. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy stayed consistent with 2% support each, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie followed with 2% support, up from 1% last week. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who demanded Trump to end his campaign due to the indictment, garnered just 1% support. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, who also jumped into the presidential race last week, saw 0% support. As has been relatively consistent with previous surveys, a plurality of DeSantis supporters still choose Trump as their second-choice candidate, 43%, and a plurality of Trump supporters choose DeSantis as their second-choice candidate as well, 43%. The survey also found Trump tied with President Joe Biden in a head-to-head matchup with 42% each. DeSantis, however, trails Biden by 4 points. The survey was taken June 9 to 11, 2023, among 3,419 potential Republican primary voters. It has a +/2% margin of error. Related Josh Hawley on Trump's indictment by the Biden administration, we are at a moment of danger.